the constitution had to be set today by the competition. Certain facts were relayed to the member clubs in response to certain events that have taken place, and the clubs supported the move to expel Rushton from the competition, and that's basically in a nutshell.
And this comes back to what happened with Chester. Essentially, the member clubs decided that it was up to the board to make a decision if anything like Chester happened again.
Yeah, I think slightly was a little bit different with Chester, because Chester, without sounding too dramatic, were forced on us through relegation, whereas Rushton had been back in the conference from the Football League for 5 years. So we finish up with a situation after the Chester scenario, which got very, very messy. It took a long time to sort out. The clubs were called to a meeting to sort of drive the final nail into Chester City. They weren't very happy to do that. And as a result of that, last year, the articles, not the rules and regulations, but the articles of the membership was changed at the request of the clubs to basically mandate the board, you act on our behalf, you look after our integrity, our best interests long term, we appoint you on behalf of the member clubs to service clubs, and we expect you to deal with these situations openly and honestly. Obviously some of those get very complicated, but they wanted that article changed, and the article has been changed. So it's, if you could say, things have acted much swifter on this occasion and been much cleaner, bearing in mind if you do look back to Chester and the mayhem that was caused. You know, my own club, as everybody knows, you know, 3 hours before the fixture, Chester said, we're on our way down the M6 and M5 to play our fixture. And less than 2 hours before kickoff, I get a call saying, no, we've turned around and we're going back home again. We cannot have that. That just disrupts. There are a vast number of clubs who lost out on revenue. It took us a long, long time with the good offices of the Football League to recover some of those losses. And the clubs, quite rightly, don't want that anymore. And I think there has been a shift in the change, and I'm sure somebody like Eric Samuelson from AFC Wimbledon, I know you've spoken to him recently, you know, because they've been promoted out to the conference. But you know, some of the things that Eric has brought to the conference board hopefully will carry on, because we've become more decisive, and people, if they're on receiving end, perhaps don't like that. But if you go into committee rooms and into meetings, the majority of the clubs, if not all, will tell you, we back the board 100%, because the conference is at the crossroads of football and it does need cleaning up. And we've started to do that over the last 2 years. My good friend Dave Anderson now will admit, yes, we are taking a very strong stance. And until people get the message that, you know, we don't want this happening every year, but we have to have strong sanctions. And I know Eric, for instance, is one who would like to even see stronger sanctions. You know, he doesn't come over as an orc, really, does he, when you meet Eric? But deep down, no, he says, you know, clubs should try and keep their affairs tight, you know, run their clubs in a financial prudent way. And hopefully, you know, this again, whatever the outcome, you know, and I'm not going to discuss the ins and outs of Rushton and Diamonds, because it's a legal issue at the moment.
Can you tell us why, if in effect, they were thrown out?
Well, I would believe from the statement that we've issued, and reading between the lines of the statement, that Rushton and Diamonds, anybody would come up with a sort of scenario, is this club a viable option to play in any competition next year? And that has got to be the bottom line. You allow a club in and take the risk again, or do you take the action now?